Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
And it would be extremely scenic as well as a rail route. Anyway, let's move on because it was once the largest hydroelectric power station in the world, attracted 250,000 visitors and supplied 87%, imagine, of Ireland's electricity. But a century on, can the hydroelectric dam at Ordna Krusha bring in the tourists? Because the ESB is considering the business case for a visitor centre there. We're joined now to tell us about Ordna Krusha by Assistant Lecturer in Modern and Irish History at Dundalk IT, Dr. Richard McElligott. Richard, you're very welcome to the programme. We don't have an awful lot of time, but you might explain to us, because it's hard to realise now how big a project Ordna Krusha was back 100 years ago.
Hi, Cormac. Thanks. Yeah, listen, Ordna Krusha was the largest civil engineering project really in the history of modern Ireland. And at the time, when this was getting off the ground in the months after the Civil War, it really represented an audacious financial, economic and political gamble for the new fledgling Irish state. I mean, the economic context is happening in a country that has seen 5 years of almost incessant warfare. The country's bankrupt. Its infrastructure is in ruins. Hundreds of thousands of people are unemployed. Hundreds of thousands of people are going to emigrate from Ireland in the 1920s. There is destitution and starvation and poverty at the door. And yet the government commits itself to its largest capital project of the entire Cumann na Gael regime, the first decade of Irish independence under that government, at a cost of over 5.2 million Irish pounds at the time. That's the equivalent of 20% of the government's annual budget. Mm-hmm. So it was a colossal undertaking, a colossal gamble and act of faith.
Yeah, colossal financially, colossal design-wise and every other way. And they looked to engineers, not in Ireland, obviously, but the expertise possibly wouldn't have been here at the time. You might correct me if I'm wrong. Not to our British neighbours, but to
Germany, of course. And it was an Irish and young Irish engineer, Thomas McLaughlin, who was working for the Siemens company in Berlin, who approached W.T. Cosgrave and the Irish government about his plan to construct the dam at Partine and Clare, divert the water from there to Ardna Krusha power station with a canal. And of course, the idea was Germany was pioneering hydroelectricity at this time as a consequence of the country losing a lot of its coal reserves after the First World War, part of the reparations deal. And of course, there was the added attraction from the Irish government of going to a German country, I suppose, as a means of underscoring the new autonomy of Ireland from, I suppose, 120 odd years of British physical and economic domination that went before it. So it kind of ticked a lot of boxes.
Yeah, you've given us a taste of how big the project was. You've only whet the appetite. And because of time, we've run out of time. We might have you back another day to really look at the business case for a visitor centre there. But for the moment, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Dr. Richard McElligott of Dundalk IT, thank you very much indeed. We'll take a break.